Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How do you try to bounce back as you guys head home and try to turn this thing around?
We're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team.
Joel Embiid,
that's what
said
I'm talking
it.
About, Joel Embiid. Talk your talk. Talk your stuff.
Better back it up in game three.
Yeah. You put it out there, and that's going to be the storyline. And it starts what, Wednesday, Thursday?
Thursday night. It's a big night. Thursday night, obviously, the NFL draft and Sixers and the Knicks game three. All right, obviously, history's against.
There's going to be a lot going on in this.
It is. It'll be a busy night. The history's against the Sixers. They've never come back from down 0-2 in a seven-game series. We know how much Kyle hates history. I have some history you might like, though. Nick Nurse has a history, though, of coming back down 0-2. When the Raptors won the title, you know, we remember that as when they beat the Sixers with Kawhi Leonard. But the next series in the Eastern Conference Finals, they went down 0-2 to the Milwaukee Bucks. And then, Hugh, you know what they did? They won Game 3. They won Game 4. They won Game 5. They won Game 6. They won in 6 even after going down 0-2. So Nick Nurse has a track record, or at least he did it once. At least it happened before. Nick Nurse has been part of a team that's down 0-2, came back to win the series. We do have an early line on Game number 3, by the
what
way.
What we got?
All right, so the Sixers were what? They were 4.5-point dogs in Game 1. They were about 5.5 yesterday. It has flipped the other way. The Sixers are 4.5-point favorites for Game number 3 back here in Philadelphia.
Oh.
You don't like that? I mean, I'd rather be a favorite than a dog.
Of course, but like, I mean, no.
You don't trust the numbers.
No, I don't buy that the Sixers should be favorites in the game, no matter what. Like, well, I feel like it's tough to get off the mat.
I agree.
After something like that.
I it is. Now, as far as the series goes, they're plus 370 to win the series. Knicks are minus 520 now to win the series after going up 2-0. But we do have the Sixers favorites on Thursday. And got that little Nurse history there. As he did this once. He was down 0-2 and came back. All right, let's talk to Richard. Richard, who's a Knicks fan, chiming in. Are you gonna rub this in our face here, Richard?
No, I don't do that. You know, first time calling you guys. Hey, you, I loved your work, man. I thought you were a really terrific player.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Saw you the first couple of years with the Jets. Sorry that they let you go. And you guys are really good. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, you got it, Richard. We appreciate you calling. So what do you think about this series?
Well, look, if you're going to tell me the Brunson would be 16-60, and you told me DiVincenzo was benched his first game in the fourth quarter and getting nothing out of Odunavi, you'd be crazy to think that they'd be up 2-0. The two best players on the court are definitely Embiid and Maxey. I am so impressed with Maxey. I think he's a phenomenal player. And to be honest, when they went up 4 with 1:09 to go, I said, because I really felt that they won that. You guys won that last night. I didn't think we'd come back from that. The only issue you really have is you're getting nothing from your bench. Reed has been really much nothing. And you mentioned Bobby Hill. Bobby Hill used to be like shoot up threes from his bedroom.
I know. In my mind, Hield should be doing what McBride is doing for the Knicks, coming in instant offense, and he's done nothing.
Yeah, and this is his first time after 8 years to be in the playoffs, so you think he you know, he'd really would be really looking forward to be a real help to them. So, and the other thing with Embiid, I love him. He's a great player. But after a while, you do get a little tired of the fact that he's never healthy. And that is just drags the team down, because if he's healthy, he's a monster. He's a weapon. You know, and I don't think Brunson is going to be terrible. I think he's going to have a good game. But when you're up 2-0, you know, you got some room for error here. So
you do. Look, and they have a game 7 at home if they need it. Yep.
Yeah, and I think that I think the Sixers are not dead. I think the Sixers are going to make a fight of this. And if you win the third game, you know, it's one game at a time. And you mentioned a couple with the NFL draft. I think they're making a big mistake taking McCarthy ahead of Daniels. I think Daniels is going to be a stud. And how he's going to drop down to 7, I don't get it. And you mentioned also cornerbacks that don't tackle. We got one with the Jets and Sauce Gardner. I love the guy. But God, if somebody makes a play and he's got to make a tackle, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of those great corners
you
don't.
Like to have
yeah.
that combination.
Yeah, it's rare. It is, Richard. We appreciate the phone call.
That front four, the Jets, though, they can hunt.
Well, you know what helps them? Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy used
like
to
if,
be here.
If Darius Slay was in that type of defense, he could thrive. Like, because they hunt. They pursue. They get after it. They're young. It's just that in this defense, it feels like it's required to tackle.
Well, hold that thought, Hugh.
Got some breaking news here.
94 WIP breaking news.
All right, we got here.
Well, according to the Ian Rappaport, we've been wondering about this last week with the reinstatement of some other players who were suspended for gambling. But according to Ian Rappaport, the NFL reinstated Eagles cornerback Isaiah Rodgers, who was suspended for the 2023 season for violating the NFL's gambling policy. He may participate in all team activities effective immediately.
All right.
So Isaiah Rodgers is back.
All right, that's good news. All right, breaking news for WIP presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Here's the good news for the Eagles on this. I always think Howie tries to fill all the spots in free agency, even if they're just like, you know, placeholders.
Mm-hmm.
That way when the draft starts, he doesn't like have such a big hole in one area that everyone knows he has to draft that. And I think this offseason, he kind of did that, right? They got a linebacker with Devin White.
Mm-hmm.
They got a safety with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You know, they did that kind of around the team. They added some pass rushers, Bryce Huff, the most notable one. And then they got some other smaller names like Bond and Burks. But corner was the one area they really haven't added in this offseason, especially if you count Chauncey as a safety. So, you know, it feels like everyone's saying corner. But now, at least, you know, how we can look at the depth chart and be like, we have another corner. Like Isaiah... People have been waiting on Isaiah Rodgers now for a whole year. I don't know how good he's going to be. I do know some of his numbers, Hugh, were good with the Colts a few years ago. It's just a matter of what the – I always wonder what a full year off does to a player. Is it a good thing? Is his body's, you know, in perfect shape? Or is it he needs to, like, get back up to speed?
I think he's been working out, but it's something different. It's totally different when you have to actually, you know, if you're a player and you have to actually, like, cover somebody.
Of course.
I think he's going to be fine, though. I think he's going to be fine. He has to be, because I think they're counting on him to get something from him this year. And only thing I remember is when he was at home, I guess he was working out or whatever, when he had on the Eagles gear, just excited about being a part of the team. So, yeah, I think he's going to be fine.
Well, if they don't draft a corner in the first round on Thursday night, you know what Howie's going to say at that post-draft press conference.
What is he going to say?
Well, he'll be asked about corner if they don't take one. He'll be like, well, we have a lot of guys. We have Slay and Bradbury. And Rodgers and Ringo and Rick. So it's another one in there. We'll see if he could play or not, but he's reinstated, which is good news for the Eagles. All right, Pedro is in Ben Salem. Hey, Pedro.
Pedro.
Yo, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Pedro.
I love listening to you guys. And, oh, my goodness, yesterday I felt like I had a heart attack 15 times because I was watching the game with my dad. And my dad's telling me, what if we had Jimmy Butler? Imagine how different this game would be if we had him, or if we just didn't have Tobias Harris at all. Because he played 41 minutes and only scored 10 points. And I remember the day when we traded for him, when he used to be on the Clippers. I was so excited to have him on my team. I used to love the guy. And I just can't wait for this year to be over. Because I want him out of Philly. Because, oh my goodness, he just brings so much pain to this fan base, to this family that we have as Philly brothers. And, man, I just... We got to do better because we can't do anything. Only three of our players scored double digits. The Knicks had five players that scored in the double digits. We can't win like that.
I know.
Like that.
And the 3-point miss he had, Pedro, last night. He's had a couple 3-point misses that are nowhere near the rim. It's unbelievable for a player that is as experienced as he is. Like he's been. I just think it's impossible to win anything real when he's your third best player. It's crazy.
It's horrific. But you know what? I have faith in this team. I have Tyrese Maxey. He played absolutely phenomenal yesterday. Embiid was only one leg. He did very well. And I feel like that, you know, if we just get it all together and we just – because we're able to stop Brunson. We just got to stop everybody else.
That's the part that's made me have some hope.
They're getting support from the supporting cast.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Yeah. They're getting support from their bench. Their bench is playing well. We got all of, 12 points from our bench the other night?
They got 32 total from everyone not named Maxey and Embiid. Pedro, we appreciate it. So one part that makes me feel good, and maybe you'll be right here, this thing will turn around, is they've stopped Brunson. Like, they obviously have something.
They've got one aspect of it, right? But it doesn't help when you got cats out there shooting the lights out that aren't supposed to be shooting the lights out.
No, well, that makes it more challenging. And the Tobias thing, I was trying to look. I couldn't find it. How many of his 10 points did Tobias have in the first quarter? Felt like 6 or 8 of them came in the first quarter. Can anyone remember a bucket he had in the last 2 or 3 quarters? Like, nobody goes in. I've never seen an NBA player that could be on the court for as long and make less of an impact than Tobias Harris.
I have no issue with Tobias Harris hate, but, like, that wasn't a bad Tobias. Like,
doesn't that say something about him?
Well, yeah, but on the scale of Tobias Harris performances, like, that was one of his better that I've seen in a while.
So what I mean by no impact, like, I'm not even saying it's a negative impact. Sometimes he just takes up space.
No, I know. I don't think he made an impact offensively, like, at all. But there were he was playing some decent defense at times.
He gives effort. I mean, yeah. I never
which isn't enough for what he's being paid. But like, at least, I don't know. I didn't come away from last night thinking, like, there goes, you know, Tobias Harris again. I felt more about, like, Oubre. Some of the other guys didn't really step up.
Buddy Hield.
Yeah, Buddy Hield, Oubre. Like, I don't know. I didn't really come away from last night, like, cursing Tobias.
Yeah, what was it, the first night? I think last night. The last couple of games, the bench for the Knicks has really been, like, killing us.
Oh, it has. Yeah, I mean, McBride in the first game was, like, a plus 37 when he was out there. And, I mean, the Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson combination is giving the Sixers trouble at the center position. They're getting every rebound. They're blocking shots. I mean, the Hartenstein guy, last night he's making, like, the hook shots or the, like, little floaters over Embiid.
Oh, yeah, but last night they killed us, though. They had, like, 30 points.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
To R7, like that right there.
By the way, off to the side, and I know it's his name, but you saying his name just brought it into my head. The way that every announcer has to go to such great lengths to pronounce the Stein part of the Hartenstein, like, just stop.
You mean like they want to pronounce the name correctly?
You want less enunciation?
Yeah, would you just lay off the sh part?
for a little bit. So
Hartenstein. You'll have to go Hartenstein. Like, it feels like they're all trying to let me know that they're going shh.
That they're really enunciating.
Yes, they're like, oh, yes, Hartenstein.
But isn't
like,
that their job?
That's being a professional.
They're enunciating.
Stop
the
doing your job.
You don't want them to be a professional.
This is about me.
Until the Sixers even this series, do not pronounce the names correctly. Randy's at Germantown. What's up, Randy?
Hey, what's up? You know, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. But I think actually they should have sat and be – because he's, you know, clearly hobbled. You know, I had that same surgery, and it took me a while, you know, to get my lateral movement and everything. But I mean, why you think they don't try to throw in Mamba?
Mo
Bamba?
Yeah, Mo. Yeah, like I mean, I know he's limited offensively, but I mean. He's a big body. He can shoot that three, and he takes up space.
And I mean, come on.
You know, maybe Council in there and a pain. But I actually got the real reason what's wrong with Embiid.
What is it?
He wears Skechers. His sneaker is Skechers. I'm not talking about Skechers. I'm talking about Skechers, bro. Skechers. How does he think he's Ant-Man doing a alley-oop in Skechers? Come on, you.
I ain't got nothing to say about that, man.
You, help me
I can't listen.
You're a sneaker guy.
Randy. It's certain, like, you have to understand, it's certain things that I cannot respond to when it comes to, you know, basically, you know, talking bad about, you know, certain companies.
Skechers,
I kind of like my job. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to let you
cook. Company man Douglas over here. Wow. Randy, good call.
Hey, Randy. I'm just going to let you cook. And, you know, because if Skechers called me and offered me some money, guess what I'm doing?
I tell you what. Skechers, when they made the deal with Embiid, they must have not realized it's only going to turn negative if he gets hurt or falls down.
No, that's happened before. Who was it got hurt? It was a signature shoe, and they got hurt and hurt their company. I think it was like British Knights or something. It was a while ago.
Mm.
But – I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not talking bad about the company, but.
They got hurt in the shoes, you mean? Like
somebody
the
got
shoes?
Hurt in the shoes. Oh, somebody, it was a shoe that they were wearing, and they got hurt in the shoe.
Are you holding out for a shoe deal? Is that what this is about?
I'm not saying I'm holding out for anything,
well,
bro.
It sounds like you're angling for a shoe deal.
It's just certain people.
We do radio.
You don't want to burn bridges. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe you'll get a headphone deal.
But
we're not getting a sneaker deal here.
When I saw the shoes, I was like, the deuce?
If only he was wearing the Douglas 3s.
No, man, listen. Like, I don't know how long Skechers been in the NBA, like the shoe game. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, New Balance, like what? What's his name? Kawhi wears New Balance.
Yeah, but he's different, Kawhi. He's got a weird
But he's out. Been hurt a lot since he had that New Balance deal.
Are we blaming the New Balance?
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying, it's like certain people trying to get into that different shoe game. They probably should stay in the game that they're in. Maybe they should just work with Howie Long and Snoop Dogg and do the Skechers thing that way instead of, you know, taking that NBA money. I don't know. Like seriously, I don't know what is Joel's shoe numbers doing. What is his shoe number?
I have no idea.
I don't think it's that great, Joe.
I mean, the shoe game, that's more your area of expertise on this show. You got to tell me what's going on.
It was the Air One had a shoe that they
Well, that was Marbury at the beginning.
Starberry. Yeah, the Air Ones. Like, no. It's hard. Like,
12-year-old Joe Giglio had some Starberries. Not going to lie. Those are pretty cool shoes. All right, let's go to Glenn in Wilmington. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, what's up, Glenn. Man? What's up?
Man, you can't pinpoint one person to say it's their fault. But Kyle Lowry definitely showed nothing good at the end of that game. He couldn't even make free throws, for crying out loud. And then what did he do? Did he get together with Villanova the night before and say, look, we can't bet MGM, but here, let's bet together. I don't get it, man. He needs to do better. He definitely needs to do better in that situation.
He does, Glenn. He does. I think he's getting. Glenn, we appreciate the call. I think he's giving them a lot of good minutes. I don't think he's throwing the series with his former fellow alum. But he's given them good minutes. Except at the end, he made some mistakes. I mean, the missed free throw is a physical mistake, right? It happens, right? He missed a free throw. He's usually a good free throw shooter. He's got to call a timeout there. I thought he put Maxey in a bad spot on the inbounds. He just put him in a bad spot. He's being swarmed by Harden Brunson. He put him in a bad spot, and then the whole turnover happened. You got more on Skechers?
No, you know the man was without a business when he got hurt.
Well, if I remember correctly, N1s were not the best shoe. I mean, they were not made very well.
I don't know, dog. I'm just saying. He would have got his. All I'm saying is this: my man got his knee repaired, and only thing I see is a young equipment lady during the course of the game massaging Buddy's knee.
You know what this all tells me? That we are out of excuses. We're out of answers to why this team can't win. We're looking at the sneakers now.
Don't listen. I'm just saying. It's just, I'm not saying it's the shoe, but damn, Buddy's still hurt. Like, he still looked like he's still, like, something's still wrong with his knee. Like, for real.
When they eventually write the book of the process and we have the year-by-year blame in the playoffs.
The book of the process.
We will go from blaming.
I will tell you right now before you say anything else, you better patent that name.
The book of the process.
You better patent
that name. So we go from blaming Brett Brown to blaming Ben Simmons to James Harden. We're on Skechers now.
Have you seen those Skechers, though?
We're done.
Have you seen the shoe? Like, seriously. Like, you know, I like J's. Everywhere I go in the city. In Philadelphia, I see people with J's on.
Yeah, of course.
I ain't seen that nan person with the Skechers on outside of Joel Embiid. Is anybody out there? Did anybody out there buy the process shoe? Did anybody buy the process?
If you want to see Skechers, you probably got to hang out in the suburbs.
No, I'm just saying.
You're in the wrong spot.
No, I'm just saying. Did anybody buy the process? I bet you there's more people that listen to our show that got the Snoop Dogg shoe.
I haven't seen
the Skechers. You haven't seen the Snoop Dogg shoe?
I'll search those.
The Snoop Dogg shoe is like. It's classic for, like, people of my age demographic. You just put that thing around your foot and just slide it on.
Yeah, that's for older people. Yeah, I see that.
that's for my demographic right there.
Let's talk to George in Ohio. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. So I heard something earlier. I'm driving home. I'm heading down to the Phillies tonight. And basically, you guys were making a comment. Somebody was making a comment about hitting the timeout, you know, putting the hand signal together and doing.
Yeah, Nurse, because he was kind of in and out, but
before the inbound. Yeah, he was kind of lackadaisical about his timeout.
Yeah, it's almost like he wanted the timeout, but wasn't really demonstrative.
He wasn't
about
committed
it.
To the timeout.
Yeah, but what's the rule, man? Is there a rule that says you have to hit it multiple times and look emphatic about it, or do you actually just have to make the signal?
I think you need to get the referee's attention, right? Like, so my thinking is, the more you do it, right, the more demonstrative you are, whether you run up next to him or you're constantly making the T with your arm, you know, your two hands, the more likely they are to notice it, right? If you kind of do it once for a second and then you pull away, they might not see that in the split second. I don't know what the rule is. I'm just trying to get their attention.
Well, I don't know. They're looking at him. And, you know, there's multiple shots of him looking, whatever. There's a whole lot of reasons why this team lost last night, but that, you know, that's still, anyway, whatever. Yeah, I'm not pulling an owl here, but I got to run. It's great chatting with you guys.
You got it, George. Appreciate it. George's going to the Phillies game tonight. Phillies going for 8 in a row?
He said he wasn't pulling an owl. See, he don't even believe the story Al told. See, that's what he said.
You're making Al a real character on this show.
No, I think you didn't hear Al.
There was someone else there. I get it. Maybe it was the gas attendant.
Yeah, the gas attendant. How many? He's in Jersey pumping gas?
Could have been. I forget where was he from. You remember?
She was caught off guard. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy said he was pumping gas. Hopefully he was filling his tank and not just putting 20 in like crazy people.
He was filling his tank, all right.
Doing what he's got to do.
Where's Mercer County?
It's in New Jersey.
Okay.
That validates where he was pumping gas.
It adds some credence to the story.
Oh, for real?
It means that he might have been getting his gas pumped by somebody.
He was getting his gas pumped.
I hope the last 25 minutes added some levity to a tough day. The dude at the gas station. What he's doing.
What gas station you going to, Al? Like, where you getting?
Yeah,
your
he
gas?
Wants to go there next. And then
where you getting your gas?
And then we're on to Skechers as the reason why the Sixers can't close out a game.
Listen,
today what I'm gonna do, if I see somebody in the streets of Philadelphia with some Skechers, I'm gonna take a picture. Because I'd be damned, that'd be the
So you're going to be the creepy
pair.
Guy? Is that guy taking my – is that Hugh Douglas my picture?
No, I'm going to – because, like, everybody that is in the shoe game, they kind of look at their shoes. So I wouldn't be out of line.
Oh, so it's okay.
It's okay to look at it. Like, as long as you ain't grabbing nobody's feet or nothing, you can look at the
Don't
shoes.
Don't do that, Hugh.
But I'm going to see if I can find, like, run around the city. Because when AI was here, you saw the answers all the time.
Oh, you did.
I'm going to see if I see some sketches.
All right, if you see Hugh out, be nice. He takes your picture of your feet. All right, everyone, have a great day. Hopefully we can get over this thing and move on tomorrow. Enjoy the Phillies tonight. We'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.